Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We've got a fun show for you today. Pam and Scott join me, and we talk about that magical time at the end of your day where you have fireworks, and you used to have a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom and even over at Epcot with Tapestry of Nations. And we discuss why we can't have that still, because even back in 2022, when Scott and I were out there on our vacation, we had Main Street Electrical Parade at Disneyland, and we also had a fireworks show, and that was pretty magical. So we discuss, you know, why those things are not happening at the Magic Kingdom right now. Is it too big a crowd? Is it a money thing? And could that happen here in the future? And, you know, how to get the most out of your evenings at the theme parks right now, and what Disney could do to make them even better moving forward here in 2024 and beyond. It's a fun discussion of how you attack the last hour to hour and a half in the theme parks on today's show. Don't forget our podcast brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney adventure. The best part, no additional cost to you and increased booking bonuses right now for those 2025 Walt Disney World vacations. Check out all the details right now over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. The one extra click supports everything we do throughout the year. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And please support the show over on Patreon. For just $5 a month, you keep us on the air. You become basically Club BOGP. It really does help us out. And we get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. This week, we're talking about the Disney connection to ESPN called Cool as the Other Side of the Pillow. So come on over and support us over at Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2449 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. We made it to another weekend. Hallelujah. We needed this one. So we're going to have a good time talking Disney, and we're going to talk about the theme parks down at Walt Disney World. A little nostalgia trip today, but also moving, talking about looking forward at the same time. So looking back, looking forward, and also looking about, you know, talking about our trips right now that we take to the Disney park. So kind of a fun topic today, I think. I've been wanting to do this show for the past couple of weeks, and today's the day. So tune in, get your brain going with us, whether you're on the treadmill, going out for an outdoor run. Hopefully the weather's good for you. Walking the dog, walking the cat, walking the lizard, the guinea pig, doing the dishes, whatever it is you're doing here on a Friday. Let's think about this today together, and then give us some feedback. Let us know on social media. So joining me today, your friend and mine, hashtag Scotty G. Scott, what's on the agenda for this weekend?
Happy Friday, Mike and Pam. And so here's what's happening. I want to get both of your thoughts on this. So tonight is the spaghetti dinner at Okemos High School to support the band, basically, like music's in the school district. And you have to like go there and like buy this ticket to eat this spaghetti that someone is making in their house and that they just like brought over to the school. I personally hate this. Like, can I just donate money to the school? Like, why do I have to get the spaghetti to like watch my child play like her saxophone in this jazz band? Can I just go there and pay for a ticket? Why do I have to dine in there and have someone serve me spaghetti and all this that I don't trust whatever kitchen it came from? Like, I don't know. I'm kind of weird like that, but it's the spaghetti dinner tonight to support Okemos bands, and I'm going to respectfully decline the spaghetti at my table is what I'm going to do, I think.
So one, you would not be a good contestant on Survivor if you can't do this like grandma spaghetti. I mean, they eat crickets and stuff. I mean, come on now. And it's also a test of how much you love the band. I mean, you said you were like a big supporter of like the drum line.
Dude, I'm a big supporter of the band. Dude, and like, this is like Emily's like side pasta band. Like, so
come on,
she's like the concert band is like the after school, like, you know, the fun gig thing that they do. So they don't play that often. So I got to go see it. But yeah, I want to donate. I want to contribute to the band. I just don't want the spaghetti. I just don't. But
well, Betsy in the chat's with you over on Facebook. She says donate, but don't eat if you can't guarantee the cleanliness. Yeah. But you know what? Yeah. I'm of the other thing because sometimes the best food is of questionable origins.
It's just, it could be a me thing. I want to hear what Pam's thought is on it too. I'm just not like a potluck eater. Like if it's my people, like if I'm going to Pam's house, then obviously, yeah, I'm going to eat. But like if it's some person's, like Emily's friend's mom that I never met before or dad making the spaghetti, like, I don't know. I just don't do potlucks, you know?
Dude, I grew up in a Baptist church, dude. The best food came out of Branson Hall. I'm just saying right off the sanctuary. It was so good. So I'm just, I took chances and it worked out well for me most of the time.
There you go.
So this,
but yeah, go band tonight. I love that raises money for the school and bands. I just don't do the spaghetti.
Take a picture of it. I always want to see it because I mean, I want to see because it could be some of the best spaghetti you've ever.
Well, that's crazy. They run like a drive-through service too. So like people that just don't want to like in the community that don't want to go to the show. So they have like it's like Chick-fil-A out there. They got like people taking orders and taking tickets, and you go through the drive-through and you pick up your spaghetti. Like it's fun to watch. Yeah, it's interesting. But
all right, Pam Forrester, coder of the Magic for Less. I mean, we last show we talked about shorts at Palo during the brunch. Mm-hmm. Where do you fall on this this big controversy?
So I will tell you, Scott. Here's what I would do. I would be one of the drive-through people. Happy to give the money, take the plate back to my own home, and possibly not eat it. I'm just going to say.
Okay. So thank you, Pam.
I wish, though, literally, I remember when Hannah was doing stuff like this. I'm just like, let me just write you a check. Right. Please tell me how much how much are you really getting from my $15 spaghetti dinner ticket? Somebody's still doing it. So anyways, yeah, I know that's, I'm with you.
Where can I Venmo or write the check to? Like, exactly. Just take the cash.
I'm not always excited about it. And my advice to Hannah often when, as a teacher is, do not eat the food gifts brought in from by the children.
Yeah, see, there were times I did that as a teacher. I'll be honest. Like now, when an adult was making it, like at a church function, I'd usually eat it because I was like, that could be something really good because grandma knows how to cook. But you know, when my kids would bring that thing from home and like it was like, you know, they went like through the jungle gym on the way into school. Like I'm like, dude, they dragged that thing through the dirt. I'm not gonna. But I was always kind. Like when they went to PE, that sucker went out the window. And they're in gym class. I mean, was that good, Mr. Ramen? Oh, dude, it was so good. Oh man, could I?
You're just like, I can't wait to enjoy this at home. I don't want to, you know, eat this in front of everybody else. So, no, yeah, I know. And it's sweet. Like she loves all the gifts. Like one of her little pet peeves is the teachers who complain about the gifts. I'm just like, no. But it's just so sweet when anyone thinks of it. Yeah, but I think people are used to their own level of
cleanliness. Especially with spaghetti. Like I have a certain like sauce meat meatball combination.
Spaghetti
like
is home, very you know? Personal. Yeah. Yes.
You're gonna get there. Jeff Probst is gonna be there like with a torch. Everybody.
But here we go. Just for fun. Follow me on Instagram at Epscott. I will take a bite today. I will take a video and share of myself at the spaghetti
tonight. Okay.
So people can see like what happened and I'll at least take one bite of spaghetti. I'm paying for it, right? I guess.
Yes.
And then I'll donate it to a homeless shelter. I'll drop it off later tonight or something.
You may pay for it more ways than one. We'll see. All right.
But yeah, sorry to I do this, Mike. I apologize. But
you hijacked
what I was doing this weekend.
No, and
Mike
this is,
made the mistake of asking. That's when this
you know what
happened.
Though? When I listen to podcasts, this is my favorite part of the shows. I mean, this is just me, but like I listen to like shows for the main topic, but I love to hear like what people are doing in their life, like the first 5 minutes, little snippet so you get to know them. And it gets to the core of who you are. Like I would eat it.
That's gonna be Mike's next Mike in the Midwest episode is potlucks.
And potluck dinners in Branson Hall with Bob Warner, the preacher. Anyway, God rest his soul. Okay, so because I'm 50, man. He would have been like 100 at this point. So let's talk about today's topic again. The most 30. So maybe this is like kind of a bait and switch, but this was a special. Very special, like 30-minute window of our Disney vacations. And I was just thinking about this more and more over the past month or so. And as we were going to Walt Disney World, when Paige was younger. So let's say when Paige was 10. This was pre-Mallory, PM, pre-Mallory. So it was just the three of us. It was Pam, Mike, and Paige. And we used to go down, and there was a magic every night that we would see fireworks in a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. But we would also do this at Epcot back then with Illuminations and Tapestry of Nations. So you just did this every night. Like, it was, you know, very rarely would we ever end up at Animal Kingdom or the studios at night. We always ended at one of those two parks, Epcot or the Magic Kingdom. And it was glorious because you would either do at the Magic Kingdom the late parade in Wishes, or you would do the early parade in Wishes. And then the thing was, you could kind of do those rides, right? Like, while one of the parades was going on, like, you felt like you were like, oh yeah, I'm doing the rides while everybody else is kind of camped out watching the parades. But there was just something magical back in the day about that, like, 30 minutes to an hour where Wishes was going on and you had the nighttime parade. And we're kind of missing that now, but I think, I don't know, like, for something hit me about a month ago, and I don't know, like, where I read something, but something I read between the lines had me thinking that we might get something that's going to bring that magic back, at least to one of the parks, like the Magic Kingdom or Epcot, where it's going to take us back to a time where, like, it's must do. Like, you have to be in the park at the end of the night. Like, I still think that the fireworks shows at the end of the night are tremendous. Happily Ever After, love it. Love Happily Ever After. Haven't seen the new Epcot show yet, the replacement for Harmonious. I've heard it's really good, and I'm excited for that. Still, you guys know how I feel about Illuminations. Best show ever. But I just think parade and fireworks at night, nothing was better. And we had this discussion before we started recording. Like, there's so many people in the parks at night. But, I mean, my God, were there not people in the parks back then? I mean, I don't know. So I just want to throw this out there. Am I just too nostalgic for the old days? Is it logistically impossible to do this now in 2024? Let's have this discussion. Nighttime, magic. Am I an old man? Like, this was like of the past. I mean, could it be done now? Is it not needed? So, Scott, you take the floor. I've kind of spit out a bunch of words here for 3 minutes. What do you think?
Well, no, that was a good introduction there. And I do think there are more people now. We can talk about that in a little bit. But I think it can be done because we've seen it just as recent as at Disneyland. You know, we've seen.
Yes.
Mike, when we were there in 2022.
That was a great example. It was so perfect. It was so perfect. That picture, I am so happy. We're all together. We're huddling. We're seeing Main Street Electrical Parade. We're seeing fireworks for Main Street. Oh, my God. That is like one of my favorite pictures. I'm so happy.
And they've been doing it for a while, too. I mean, they had the Paint the Night, which I'm bummed you didn't see that one. I loved Paint the Night.
I wish I could have seen that.
But, yeah, it was cool to see Main Street Electrical Parade. And that was just like 2 summers ago. Like, so I know it can be done at Walt Disney World, and my question is, do they need to do it? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they're not doing it because maybe they don't need to. I mean, and there's so many people, and that's why I want Pam to chime in here, because she kind of jokingly said, like, well, what about the people? And, like, I think it's a legit question, like, because when the fireworks are done and I'm, like, in the hub area on Main Street, like, I'm walking like this.
No,
like,
I get
shoulder, there's nowhere to go.
Same. I've been in that, dude. It's like, I'm like, this. You don't have a choice, dude. You're just going with the sea of humanity. Like, you're in the wave. I'm with you.
So maybe it's better if they would have a parade, I guess, because then maybe people would be, like, lined up, ready for the parade. But, like, I think people control, traffic control, whatever you want to call it, would be a nightmare if they're doing that right now, and they got to figure out something there. I want Pam to jump in here.
I don't know. So here's the thing. When we were talking about this before, I said, why does it feel like there's a lot more people in the parks now? Are we just like older and crabbier?
Yes, and we are. I mean,
taking that number and being like, when I used to come to the parks.
Because, I mean, honest to God, that was 20 years ago. I was 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I didn't, my knees didn't creak. You know,
right. I know. And so that's my other question for all of us. Think about this. If there's a parade and then fireworks, literally you're standing there for like 2 hours. Like you're standing in one place for like 2 hours. Mike, are you prepared to do that?
But see, no. We sat. Like we would always go back to Frontierland. We'd sit on that like planter by the shooting gallery. Like we had a spot. And a lot of times for the 11 o'clock parade, I'm not kidding, we'd sit in the rockers. There were rockers back there either by Hall Presidents. They had them there sometimes. Sometimes they had them by Liberty Tree Tavern. A lot harder to find nowadays because everybody looks for them now. But back in, 2009, here's what we used to do.
I think you're going to run into more people, though. You're not going to be able to find those seats.
Right. You're not going to do this now. But back then, this is how cool it was. We were on the dining plan. And so do you remember how every meal you got a dessert? And, like, the dessert was those little chocolate cakes.
There was one dessert, little round cakes
that had sparkle, like little sprinkles on top, like little Mickey's sprinkles. Yes. So we would just accumulate these suckers throughout the week, like in our backpack, because I always carried a big backpack. And so we bust those suckers out like at 11 o'clock, sit in those little white rocking chairs and wait for the parade. Dude, I just eat those little things up. God, life could not have been better. And then, boom, here comes the Spectral Magic Parade around like at 11:30 into Frontierland. I'm like, my God. And we just seen Wishes an hour ago. Yeah, I didn't care. It was perfect.
It was great.
That's why it was so good. So, yeah, maybe that couldn't happen now.
I think Pam is right. I really do think there are more people in the park at night now where it's harder to – because I think Pam is right. I think you're going to have to stand for 2 hours because there's already going to be someone sitting down like in your spot. And I just kind of have a theory. I don't know exactly where the topic was or where we're going with this, but my theory is that I think people want to get more value for their ticket now because it seems like it's a little more expensive. So I think people just like, well, if I'm paying this much for a single day ticket, I'm staying all day now, no matter what. And I think you see more people in the parks because of that now at night. I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining it, but it feels that way for sure.
Okay, say that's true, and I agree with that. And people are going to come back, take midday breaks, and come back. But, and we saw, of course, prices increase with tickets every year, and they have for 2025. But, if Disney were to bring a nighttime parade back to – let's look at the Magic Kingdom first, because that's kind of the everybody's main park here. They bring a nighttime parade back, a light parade. Say they bring like a Paint the Night to the Magic Kingdom, something that's new and exciting. Because, they've always kind of recycled the Main Street Electrical Parade in different ways. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see like Paint the Night or some kind of variation to that because I never got to see it. But, a light up parade to the Magic Kingdom again with a cool soundtrack. I think that would be so exciting because, one, it would get a ton of energy to the nights at the Magic Kingdom. But like Ricky, for example, she's not here today. She never watches the parades. This benefits her because it's going to open up attraction capacity. She's going to be able to run all these rides while people are lining up for the parades. But I just think, forget that. She's going to win big time because she doesn't get to watch parades. But I just think like there is a magic that I had in those times. And it was every time. Like I never left the Magic Kingdom. I was like floating out of the Magic Kingdom every night when I got to see fireworks in a nighttime parade. I was like humming the Spectral Magic medley every time I walked out of that park.
I love the way you're describing that because it's totally right. It's magic. And it's like, it just hype. I call it like my hype music almost. Like it just hypes you up, right? Like you hear all that music, you see all those lights, like the energy is so good. And the Magic Kingdom is missing that. You're right, Mike. I'm not denying that at all. Like it needs it. I just worry about like just the crowds, but maybe it'll help spread them out though. Maybe it will help with that. I don't know.
Well, so you mentioned when we went to Disneyland, that was 2022. We were there over the 4th of July. We went there for the 4th of July week. We were there for we did 5 days in the parks and they had Main Street Electrical Parade running at the time. We did the Main Street Electrical Parade package or something, but he didn't have to. Obviously it wasn't just for those people. We had good seats, but we saw it a second time. We saw it a few times actually while we were there. And I remember one time without the package, I think it was our last night, we went to Gibson Girl. I got an ice cream cone and I just sat right on the curb of Main Street USA and just ate my ice cream as I was waiting it out for the parade. And we'd seen the fireworks and, I mean, that that's a Disney vacation though, right? I mean, it was a nighttime, you're in the parks, you've done your attractions during the day, and now you're going to get an ice cream, slow down, you're a little tired, but you're going to wrap up the show. And I just remember, like, I was eating a Gibson Girl waffle ice cream cone, like I think it was Rocky Road and chocolate chip cookie dough. I still remember it. I got a picture. And I just remember, like, the little turtle or whatever, the light up little turtle thing that goes, like, came up to me, and I'm like, Elliot? Dude, yeah, whatever. I was just like, God, this is amazing. Like, this is why I come to a Disney park. There it is. Yeah, exactly. There it is. He's showing it on the video for the audio people that are listening. Like, I was like, this is why. This is exactly. And it was like 10:30 at night, right? I mean, like, I'm up past my bedtime. I'm an old dude. But, like, it's like, and I'm sitting here eating an ice cream cone. It's dripping on me. But I'm like, I am 8 years old again. Like, this is why I'm at Disneyland. But they could do that. I still don't think that has to just be at Disneyland, Pam. I mean, it could be done. I don't know what we have to do to get it done, but it could.
Yeah, I think this, like, the whole topic is sort of, you know, a combination of a few things. First of all, we're all going to romanticize our memories of that, right? I mean, truly, you just are. Whether it was crowd levels or how much we enjoyed it or, you know, any of that. I think that that's part of the equation, and you can't deny that. I think, you know, the other thing is now with, especially in the Magic Kingdom, there are three different dessert parties to sort of contend with. I think that, you know, when you think about, like, how does that piece, like, where does that piece fit in? And the hub is very different than it was. Remember, we have not had the nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom since this hub transformation. Oh, have we?
No, but I mean, could not the parade follow the same route as Festival of Fantasy?
Definitely could. It's just a matter of, and I think, like, the hub was redesigned to sort of do this, to think about this, right? To have this happen, to allow traffic to sort of flow around these things, which I think was really smart.
Well, plus, not to interrupt you, but also, I mean, if people wanted to leave, they now have that backstage, like, you know, by through Tomorrowland, you know, between the restrooms and the plaza. You could go out there while the parade's going on Main Street.
Agreed. You could. You definitely could. I don't know. I don't have the answers as to why this hasn't happened. I think that one of the reasons is one of the things that we all love about it is, first of all, when we're remembering this, we're remembering a park that was not very full. And I think that was one of the things that was so charming about it, that it was almost empty at night. And I will say that happened again and again and again, that the park was not very full. So I wonder, when you're looking at it from a cost perspective, which every business has to do, when you're doing this for a kind of empty park, is it worth it? And also, I think that there were lots of complaints that people had that the fireworks were not early enough in the night, right? They brought kids there. Everyone's staying up way past their bedtime, it feels like, every night. And then the fireworks aren't there. This is just, you know, I don't have any, like, behind the scenes insight into this. This is just, you know, things that I thought would, you know, I'd point out. I think, you know, it being in the parks at night still is still kind of magical. I mean, Disney has sort of shifted to from having the fireworks be like the period on the end of the night to sort of having it be like the fireworks happen and then there's still some time to enjoy the parks, which I think has been a good switch. I think it sort of gives people the opportunity to leave. To those who want to still experience an attraction, they have that. But I will say, and it's funny that Lisa's mentioning this, there are people that I absolutely know that were like, the parades just clog up the whole works.
Because people definitely have opinions, right?
And they
people
do, are like, dude, yeah.
Parades are just, they're a nightmare. They're logistical. They clog everything up. I can't get from one side of the park to the other. Like, if I want to go from Jungle Cruise to Space Mountain, it's a nightmare because then I got to go all the way through Fantasyland. It's a wreck. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to go through Small World. I get it. But I mean, God, it's my best memories. And like, it's, I just wanted to like just talk this through because that's what today's show is. And I just want to get what people say and especially jump over on the Discord for this because I think this is going to be a great conversation to have over the weekend. But
I think so,
like, I think, like, as I think about this, you mentioned like the fireworks time, right? And I think the fireworks to be magical have to be a certain amount of late. Like you got to have them like no earlier than like 9:30. Like there has to be like a certain amount of late. But then I've had some of my most glorious times is post fireworks, like running around with your chicken with your head cut off, like trying to get as many attractions in with like your friends or your kids, like especially kids that are like, say like teens, like maybe early teens, like, okay, we're going to do this. Like we're going to do all the e-tickets now until the park closes. How many can we get in? Like almost make it a challenge. We're going to go do Space. We're going to go do Big Thunder at night. We're going to go do, you know, back in the day, we're going to do Splash, you know, at night. We're going to get wet. You know, we're going to try to sneak into Pirates. Jungle Cruise at night. It's Jungler. And like, I just remember like, you know, you're doing all these things like for, you're going to try to get as much in as you can before that park closes. In those times at night, post fireworks, post the main the Spectrum Magic or Main Street Electrical Parade were just frenetic, but they were like, it was like just so awesome. I mean, Scott, you probably had that too.
Oh yeah, totally had that. And Pam, you just said something that made me think about like the, they still do like the Halloween and like the Christmas parades at night. And maybe it's because of the, they can control how many people are in there, like by selling them out of hard tickets. So it could be a capacity thing, who knows? And like, because like I know what Mike's saying, like it is like a nightmare around the hub if you're trying to get to like Tomorrowland from like Adventureland or whatever, and like you're they're stopping you, you gotta wait for like the parade route to go through. It can be a nightmare sometimes too. But and I'm not trying to sound like negative all this, I want this to happen, I really do, because Mike, you are right, there that energy is so fun at night. And then it's how I kind of feel about the after party events. How like that's how I am, like with like the run around with it like a chicken without its head. Like I am trying to do everything at those after hour events because the crowds are kind of lower, most of the attractions are open, there's just this energy with it, everyone's eating Mickey bars, everyone's getting all sugared up on ice cream and stuff. It's so much fun. And that's how those previous nights used to be. And I just wish there was a way they could do it. Maybe they could add more hours onto the night. We were talking about that before we recorded this show too, right? Is like, maybe if they would stay open later more often, that would give them that chance to open up the adding a parade, because it could be like later in the night, maybe like a 10:30 parade or something. And maybe the crowds will thin out a little bit more. People are tired. They go back to the resort, and that could give them that opportunity if they have later hours in the day.
So I think that is something that the guests would really like, right? Because, I mean, again, you're paying a certain amount to get into the park, and more park hours obviously gives you more value for your ticket. You know, I mean, it just makes, like, if you're looking at cost per hour, you know, if you do an analysis, I don't look at it that way. I never look at it that way. But if you did, obviously your ticket is worth more if you get an extra hour in the day to do more things. I mean, obviously most people don't use every hour of the day because it's exhausting. You know, it's like, it's more about quality than quantity for me all the time.
But then there's, I mean, the cost, right? You got all those performers that are going to be in this parade.
But you also have merchandise. I mean, again, you have so many variables, right? I mean, your restaurants could be open. You could be selling more merchandise. I mean, you and I talk about this stuff all the time, like, you know, about the logistics of Walt Disney World. And like,
for sure,
I'd love to have, you know, just on property, like 5 seconds, like, of, you know, it'd be crazy. Like how many cash?
5 second cash grab. Here
exactly,
we go.
Exactly. Like for 5 seconds, like on property, like, you know, like every, think about those cash registers. Anyway, we talk about that all the time, but like, okay. So here's one thing I just wanted to ask, like, Pam. Okay. So drones, like they do them in Paris. They're incredible. They do them at all the ball games now. And it's kind of the elephant in the room. And they did them at Disney Springs a few years ago. They brought us down for a media event. They flew them over Disney Springs. I had to pick my jaw up off the ground behind the Gloria Estefan restaurant when I was standing there. I was like, dude, fireworks are going to be, they're going to be extinct in 6 months. Nobody's ever going to shoot fireworks off again. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. They're never going to use them at Walt Disney. And then they didn't do them. I mean, are we ever going to see drones? Do you think, like, you know, something like that, just to really bring people in, you know, to kind of take it to the next level?
I hope, if we do, that it is a combination show, right? Because, first of all, I'm just not even prepared for the level of backlash they would get if they did remove fireworks and did a drone show, right? I mean, I can't even imagine. People would lose their dang minds. So regardless of the reason why, and I think that there is an opportunity for both, right? I think that there is an opportunity for a show that combines both. I think the things that the drones can do are fantastic. And I think Disney is the perfect company to take something that we're seeing other places like ball games and whatnot and blow it out of the water, right? You have some of the most creative people in the world working there, and their goal is to entertain us with all the things that technology can do. And for a company that maybe struggles with app technology, show technology, and things like that piece of it, they're fantastically good at. So I would love to see them take a stab at something like this. And maybe this is the answer for an Animal Kingdom evening
yes,
show.
Yes, perfect example.
Right? Exactly.
It's friendly to the animals because there's no 100%. Explosions. They're silent, basically. But
right.
Yeah, I never even thought about that.
And you
that
got a theater for it, right, Pam?
Oh, my yes. gosh. I never even thought about that, but this ticks off like every box for Animal Kingdom.
It does. And I, you know, constantly, every time I see, when I saw the first incarnation of that Tree of Life show at night, it was fantastic and beautiful and crisp. And I always just felt like, dang, you know, this and drones would work so well together. When they do projection well, they do it really well. And I will not say that I'm always impressed with the water projection,
yeah,
but when they do it on, dang, but when they do it on a static building, I think they do it. They can really do great things. Like think about the holidays, even when they project things on the Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah.
At times it doesn't even look like the Tower of Terror.
Right.
There are sections of the fireworks on the Magic Kingdom where it literally looks like the castle has vanished into the background and there is a rocket that is shooting into the air.
The first time I saw that rocket effect on Cinderella Castle, I swear that thing was going up in the air. I'm like, right? Again, my jaw. I was like, dude, that castle just blasted. I'm like, it just went up in the air. Like, what? Like, it's you're not kidding. It's so wild. Like, it's unreal.
It's good. They do a great job. So, and they did with the Tree of Life, too. I think that that's, you know, a cool thing. And hello, Spaceship Earth. I mean, mm-hmm. look at, they've done, now this is different because it's lights, but they've, you know, had other things like that, too. I think it's just incredible.
Well, they did the Monsters, Inc. thing that one year.
Right.
Which was super
yes,
cool.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, just lots of opportunity here. I don't know why we haven't seen more of the drone thing. I don't know if there's something with the technology, with radio frequency, with however they're doing them. I don't know if it's a safety concern. I don't know what it is. But yeah, it seemed like Disney was really leaning into it and they're doing it at Disneyland Paris. I'm just not sure why it's happening here. And I would love to hear our listeners' opinions on that. Like there are people, I mean, we all are Disney fans and, that's, you know, part of what this podcast is, but there are people who take deep dives into everything that Disney does that they have great opinions that I would love to hear why they think this is not happening.
Yeah, because I thought they were so close. Because when they brought us down for that media event, I think it was in 2016 at this point, and it was at Disney Springs. Like, I remember being on the bus, and like, they handed us like a white sheet, like a white paper, and it told us like all about the drones. Like, there was a partnership with Intel, it gave us like the chips that were in the drones. I mean, it gave us all the information of this show that they were taking us to see. And I was like, dude, I mean, if they're giving us this kind of information, this is like imminent. Like, this is going to happen. And then it just, they did it for that, because they did it for the public.
It happened that year. We saw it on New Year's Day.
Yeah, it was at Christmas season they did it. And then, you know, it didn't go anywhere. And then, it, you know, now they're doing it. I mean, places like Holiday World in Indiana, they did it all last summer. You know, so that was at a theme, you know, amusement park. It's
gotta be
kind
something
of
about like Pam keeps saying, like, if
it's gotta be liability.
Something goes wrong, man, the
liability.
I mean,
someone's gonna get dunked. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, here's the thing, dude. I mean, more than once, I've been donked at Epcot by a shell. I mean, I brought one home on New Year's Eve. Like, I mean, it was not small. Like, I got bonked right, dude, with a piece of a shell. The illuminations hit me right in the nose. So I'm just saying. And, I mean, it happens. Just, I didn't say anything. I was like, ooh, souvenir. I love illuminations. So it's probably in the garage. Because I keep stuff like that. I kept a pine cone. I brought it home from Hurricane Charlie. But, okay, so let's kind of wrap this up. So nighttimes, though, are still magical at all the theme parks. I mean, yes, you can still be frenetic and try to get all those things in at the end of the day.
100%.
But let's ask, okay, Blue Sky. Like, if we could ask, like, you know, somebody, and like, they're like, okay, what could we do though, besides the things we've kind of discussed to make, like, the nighttime a little bit better? So we're saying a couple things. Maybe add a little extra hours if we could. That's one of the suggestions. We've nighttime parade, possibly look into that. Is there anything else, Scott, that you could think of that would make the nighttimes even better?
I think, and I mean, Pam went to that Jollywood Nights, you know, I think more like hard ticket events. Like, I like them trying new things, like, you know, maybe, just maybe explore some new options for some nighttime events. Maybe, we talked about this, Mike, weren't we talking about like the adults only like nighttime thing, mm-hmm. like on a podcast, like a live show once.
Yeah.
And where we like brought in like live music and all that. Like, I think that would just be so much fun. So like try to like experiment a little bit where maybe just a few attractions are open, but like you do like this like super cool like food festival during Food and Wine at Epcot. And then you have bands out playing. Like, I don't know. I just think trying like some of these more hard ticket events to keep the parks open later, because the parks don't have to be rides and everything, you know. It can just be cool little things that they can just like build and pop up these little sets that could be kind of different. Or like a character thing at nighttime too. Like, meet all these characters at night. Like, you know, like you're during the day, you focus on the attractions, and you do this after dark event where they have all the characters out and you do a bunch of meet and greets. I don't know. There's so many opportunities, I think.
I agree. And you don't know until you give it a shot, right? Because the thing is, Disney has done things, but I think a lot of times, I think they don't give them a lot of time to kind of to gain traction, because a place like Walt Disney World, you know, people aren't going to get down there right after they see it. Because like, if I see it in St. Louis, you know, it's going to take me a little bit of time to plan a vacation, to take time off from work, to schedule things, to logistically make the plan. Like, I see something and it's like, oh, that's so cool, I want to do that. But a place like Walt Disney World, you know, Disneyland, the locals jump out there and get to do it. Like, oh, I saw that, I want to do that like next weekend, like, because it's more locals. But like for me, you know, oh, I want to do that, looks so cool, I got to do that. But typically for me, the lead time is at least like 3 months to like get down there and try to jump on something. So when they make changes,
more than that,
yeah, like that's very, you know, very aggressive, you know, for me to be able to plan something. So Pam, what do you think though? I mean, the night times are still awesome, but I just like, you know, I'm always looking. You know, even with like my job, how can I do things better? What could we do to kind of even, because we have things in the past that I think were a little bit better. Could we bring them back, or what could we do, you know, with new ideas?
So here's what I was thinking, and it's not exclusive tonight, but it's something that I think could work. What if for on-site guests, you offered the ability to secure a lightning lane, not an individual lightning lane, a lightning lane that did not count towards the ones that were booked. This could be something that were like for specific attractions. And not only that, they could tweak it to have specific chunks of time where this would be available. I think because, you know, the things that we're talking about, maybe one of the things is that there aren't as many people at night, and therefore not a good idea to have all these things open late. But if you said, like, let's say the park's open until 11, if you said between 9 and 11, that was one of the times that your extra lightning lane could be reserved and not count towards your other ones, then you would know that lightning lane is, you know what I mean? You'll have the ability to do that. You don't have to worry about securing that during the day. You can focus on other attractions. And maybe there's a list of attractions that those would be. Remember when FastPass was groups, you know, there were different groups of FastPass. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit of what we're missing with Lightning Lane in some ways. We don't have tier one and tier two. We don't have that. So maybe they could tweak it with that kind of thing. I mean, I you know, like you, I really remember and continue to enjoy the parks at night. I think it's just a fantastic time to be there. And it sort of lends itself to getting a different perspective on many different attractions. I mean, there's nothing like experiencing Big Thunder during the day and also at night. Right. And there's a few other attractions like that, that they are sort of, if not better, at least different when you see them at night. So I would love to see them take advantage of these more. I agree with Scott that the parks are the perfect backdrop for many things. It's not just about the attractions. They could be, you know, things. Like, I think the idea of a food and wine festival at night is kind of really interesting. Like, when they used to do food and wine, and then the food and wine booths would be open after the races and do that. I would love to see them try that with a paid ticket event. And I know that people are like, oh, I got a paid ticket. But, like,
you don't have
this
to.
Is the price of admission. Yeah. This is what it takes to get this. So I would love to see a food and wine night out, food and wine night out or something. Let's
where they bring more seating out, you know, like,
yes,
it could be so cool.
It really could.
Music, some bands out there and stuff. Like,
yes, yes. And just the ability, I think, to experience that without the wait that sometimes happens, you know, during the night at other times. So I think that would be fantastic. And I think Magic Kingdom sort of lends itself to having events like this too. But I personally love when Disney does an after hours event, because I think it just gives people who are looking for it another opportunity to try something different. So
I love that idea of like the 9 to 11 for on-site guests, because a perk for staying on site. And
yes,
they could spin it. I mean, think about back, this is like a 90s thing, but think about like how like Taco Bell used to spin like the fourth meal, you know, kind of thing, or like, you know, it's like the late night magic pass or something, you know, like,
of course, you tie this to Taco Bell. Yeah, I just love.
There was something about like, you know, like being up late at night, like, okay, because, you know, and the thing is, like, most people aren't going to use it, you know, because a lot of people aren't going to be up 9 to 11, you know, because if you got young kids, you know, if you're old like me, you're just gonna be like, I'm going to bed.
But then that's going to be frustrating to those that were like, well, I'm staying on site and I go to bed late.
I wouldn't complain, though. I mean, because I can, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're giving it to me. It's my option that I'm not using it. It's kind of the same thing. Like, if I decide with, like, in 2025 with that free water park day, if I decide to book a flight at 5 p.m., you know, to come in at 8:30 at night, that's my choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could book a 7 a.m. flight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's just life's full of choices, you know? So it's one of those things. I don't know. I just think I love that. But I mean, if you marketed that right, that could be something really cool. Like that 9 to 11 slot where you get that, like, you know, fourth meal, lightning lane.
It is. And they do have something in the morning too. So it could be like, we have
the early
risers, exactly, in this for night owls.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, now we're really onto something. 100. Yeah. Cause then you get the early risers and the night owls. Now you're totally onto something. Oh my God. This is so good.
I know.
Good.
Disney, so give good. Me a call.
Dude, that is so good. That is so good right there. That might be the best thing we've done in 16 years. I love this. Anyway, we got to get out of here. I'll be thinking about that all weekend. Okay, I got to tell my wife right now. I'm like, Pam, guess what? Tonight while we're eating dinner, I'm like, guess what Pam came up with? This greatest idea ever.
The Taco Bell fourth meal.
Exactly. The fourth meal lightning lane. What are we going to call the morning one, though?
Make it clear that I did not relate it to Taco Bell.
Okay.
So is this the way you're trying to, you always talk about the all-day diner. This is like your spin on that. You'll have the early
option,
the late option. You're attracting all people for that late diner.
Yeah, so the night one's called the fourth meal. What are we calling the early bird one? The diner lightning lane? Or we got associated with something?
I don't like the diner, but I don't know.
What? Who has a good breakfast? The McMuffin? The McMuffin lightning lane. I don't
know. You're trying to say like a Denny's or something. Like, yeah, the Grand Slam.
Lightning
lane. The Grand Slam. Yeah.
The Waffle House. The Waffle House.
The Grand Slam, I think, is the winner. The Grand Slam lightning lane
in the morning. Okay, we'll workshop that one.
Remember when that used to be like $2.99 or something, like the Grand Slam?
$2.99, are you out of your mind? That was a commercial. I used to always get the moons over my hammy, but that was my thing. So anyway.
How much is the Grand Slam now?
It's probably $10. I'm just saying. It's not cheap. All right. How much are you looking? Because I'm going to close this out.
Yes, I am looking. Okay.
It's probably prices may vary depending on geographical location.
Agreed. That's probably what's
okay. I'm closing this out. So don't forget, join us on the Discord, brguestpodcast.com. Click on the Discord link. We want to have you in on the conversation. If you haven't joined us, man, you're missing out. It's a great community resource. It's basically the clubhouse for our show. Pam is looking. looking.
I'm
she's
like
Instagram or she's Instacarting it right now. So it'll be your house in 45 minutes.
Starting at $5.99.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you could have that, or maybe you can go to the spaghetti dinner later.
There you go. Exactly.
It looks smaller somehow, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they cut back on something.
Everything is nowadays. Yeah.
You have like they're not large eggs anymore. They're medium to small/medium egg.
You're not getting your value. All right.
Eggs are like Pym Test Kitchen.
Join us this Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on all the places. We'll be taking your calls. You can share your opinions on today's show. We'd love to hear what you think about the night times at Walt Disney World. Of course, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney trip for no additional cost to you. So check out all the details over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and join us on Patreon. Support the show starting at just $5 per month. You'll get a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. We talked about Cool's The Other Side of the Pillow, ESPN, and the Disney Connection this week. So come on over again, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Follow Scott on the social media at Epscott, E-P-S-C-O-T. I'm at BRGuestMike. Pam's at TMFLTPam. And we're going to get out of here for the weekend, but we'll be back again on Monday with another great show. So for Scott and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. We'll catch you over on Discord. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.